Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Harnett.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah
Harnett. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, brought to you by Hooked on Go and Wealthy Sisters Media. Our mission is to proudly promote positive people, and you know we are champions of business ownership. Here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we believe in connecting businesses with people, stories, and music, right? And our purpose is twofold. First, we must always provide you, that dynamic listener, with inspiration, encouragement, and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and your life right now for a positive impact. And second, we must definitely have to continue to provide a platform that edifies, promotes, and acknowledges and says thank you to the sisters and brothers for doing big things. And I mean, especially today, we're all about that because it is needed in the market space today. So, who am I? I am Deborah Harnett, your host, proudly broadcasting live here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And you can catch this show if you got to run. We know it's in the middle of the day. But, hey, if you got to run or you know, I know you're going to want to listen to it over and over again, you can catch this show and all of our other 7 years of rich content at Wealthy Sisters, that's SISTAS, Wealthy Sisters Radio.com. So, you know, we're here every week, just like today is a Tuesday. We're here every Tuesday. Matter of fact, today is Tuesday, July 25th. Wishing happy birthday to all of those who are celebrating that day here on the 25th of July. But, you know, we're in the year of 2017, and we're so excited to be back here for you every week at the same time, Tuesdays, 11 a.m. live Eastern. But again, let me say this again. You can catch this show and all of our other shows. We are on demand, guys, here 24/7. That's the beautiful thing about podcasts. Don't you love it? So you don't have to just miss one part and say, what did she say or what did he say? You can always download us at iTunes. Yes, you can find us there. And make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wealthy Sisters. So, you know, as promised, every week, you know, we're so excited about being able to provide this information that we provide to you every day. And I cannot tell you how appreciative I am of all of your feedback, you know, and I want to encourage you to continue to send us messages. You know, we appreciate you reaching out to us on Facebook and all the other social media platforms. And, you know, be patient with us. We might not get right back to you instantly, but please know we will be back in touch with you. And if you have anyone that you would love to see or to listen to here, you think would be a great guest. And we like to say we look for experts. We look for people that are documented, right, in their field, because we're responsible in bringing you right content, substantial content. So if you know anyone and or maybe you yourself might want to be a guest here, please make sure you send us a message at family@wealthysistersradio.com. That's family@wealthysistersradio.com. So, you know, last week we had a great time here with my girl, Delana Keller Watkins. I'm telling you, you got to go back and catch that show. We talked about how the importance of taking care of you as we're building our businesses. Our health is truly our wealth. And also, I want to remind you about the week before that, guys. That's what I really want to reiterate. You guys, I tell you, we had none other than Dr. Regina Page on from AfricanAncestry.com. They are the inventors, the pioneers of a very, very distinctive DNA test for us to be able, any type of African-American that can find the actual roots of their heritage, you know, down to the tribe, they can tell you that. So I want you to know she has that test available, and she's ending, I think, to August 30th. Please make sure you do that. And you can use your Wealthy Sister's name, Wealthy Sister's name, as a code to get a discount. So I definitely wanted to reiterate that so that you can make sure you take advantage of that, because it's important. You got to catch that show anyway. It's important that, you know, we know our heritage. We know the richness that we come from. So, yes. Today, I tell you, is not going to be any different. You know what? It's going to be a spectacular show, so much so that, you know, we know you want to go and call everybody right now. You want to tell them to dial in now, 929-477-1798, because I have a young lady on here, and I'm telling you, everything is always in divine order. You know, I'm just learning it every single day. You know, it was One Direction plan, but a whole nother. I mean, I saw this sister that our special guest today, I saw her post on Facebook, and it just struck me so, because I could relate to it. And I know not only can I relate to it, but so many of us who have been on this journey as an entrepreneur for many, many years, you know, and I saw her post that said, is the dream still worth it? Is the dream still worth it? So, and I said, oh my goodness, we have got to have this sister on Wealthy Sisters Radio. She's got to share with our audience today. So I am so excited to have none other than our very special guest today, Sister Roz A. Gee. She serves as the DA, well, we call that the Dream Ambassador, uniquely empowering others to embrace that reality that they are the evidence after navigating and surviving more than a decade of downward spiral. She discovered that she was the irrefutable proof. Come on now, the irrefutable. That means you can't deny it. Nobody could come against it. She was the irrefutable proof of her own story. Guys, there is power when you come and live your own story. So she's on with us today. I feel her energy already coming through the lines. I'm going to tell you, you want to let everybody know. And if you are listening to this download, go ahead and send it right now. Share. You can click share. Share it on your page. Share it through Instagram. Share it through Twitter. This is great news, guys. There are so many people who are right there on their brink, and all they got to do is just keep pressing. And I'm telling you, right on the other side, just a little thin layer on the other side, if you keep moving, you keep going, it's right there. So our sister G, Roz G, and you know, I got to apologize up front. We're going to get the correct pronunciation of her name if I'm mispronouncing that, but I cannot wait to have her share with you. So we're going to be right back after this short commercial break. You are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters with Deborah Harnett.
Lower your mortgage payment? Remember this number.
443-929-7772. This is Dee, the Mortgage Queen, and I want to help you save $450 a month or more if you own a home worth $200,000 or more. Call me now, 443-929-7772. And the best is yet to come. You actually get to skip a mortgage payment or two. Call me now, 443-929-7772.
DHerbs.com's Full Body Cleanse works to naturally cleanse and detoxify the body to aid in weight release, enhancing the immune system, and increasing energy levels. The Full Body Cleanse consists of the blood and lymphatic formula, cardiovascular, liver, spleen, and gallbladder, lungs and respiratory, kidneys, bladder, and adrenals, colon and digestive tract, and activated charcoal. When you cleanse your body, you open up the door to healing and rejuvenation. DHerbs.com.
That's the national anthem for myself. I listen to that, just about every day, and closer to the dreams, I'm telling you. So we're talking about that today. Is the dream still worth it? The journey of entrepreneurship, and, you know, I'm excited. I'm not going to hold her any longer from you. Our very special guest this morning on Wealthy Sisters Radio is none other than Sister Roz G. So please, please give her a warm welcome. Hello, Roz. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Woo! Hello, my sister Deborah and everyone out on Wealthy Sisters. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, indeed. You hear that audience, they're clapping for you, girl. They're standing up in the risers. It's like, okay, she is speaking my language, guys. She really, really is. You know, I tell you, you are a prolific writer, and you're known for a storyteller, and I see why. Truly, I do.
Yes. Oh, well, I tell you, you know, I believe that all of us have a story. All of us have a story, and when we are allow ourselves, give ourselves that permission to let that story be unleashed into the world, we will be surprised of who it may impact, encounter, and transform. And so it is certainly my honor, absolutely.
Well, you know, like I was sharing earlier, I had a chance to just, you know, I just so much. I know everything is in divine order. Everything is divine timing, everything. I cannot go through all of the ways that I saw your post, and I didn't even realize that we weren't friends. We have so many mutual friends. I thought we were when I sent you the message.
Yeah.
But when I couldn't find it in my box, I was like, oh, we're not friends. Okay. But all of this time, we have not been connected, but we have. And I'm like, you know, why haven't I been connected to this woman seeing this post? And so for such a time as this, but if you would allow me, I just want the audience to hear and see what I saw. You said, you know, I think I saw this on your site. You said, for many years, I experienced a struggle of not living the story that was destined for me. We're going to talk about that. And I learned a plethora of painful lessons through the reality of that dramatic experience. How many people give up so fast, right? Then you said a few years ago, you had an epiphany that would prove to be a destiny changer. Wow. So let us know, Ms. Roz. You know, here in Wealthy Sisters, I got to tell you, we are nosy. We like to get all this out the way. You know, our gossip over here, we don't gossip behind folk back. We want to know from the horse's mouth. We don't care about what's going
on
in somebody else. Okay. Tell us what went into all the ingredients that we see today. Where are you from? People want to know that. Where are you from? And how did you get started on this journey that we see you're on today?
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Deborah. Again, thank you for the tremendous impact that you are making in the world. So I want to stop to just salute you and thank you for saying yes to your own destiny. Who am I? Where am I from? I am a small town girl from North Carolina, very small town called Burgaw, B-U-R-G-A-W. It's about 20 minutes from Wilmington, North Carolina. So we are on the southeastern coast.
Grew up in a beautiful.
Yes,
great seafood.
Oh, come on. Yes, absolutely. And I'm actually here now spending some time with my parents in the area. But I grew up a small town girl, but I always had big town dreams. So I grew up in a small area, which I love and still love today and always identify myself. But I had big dreams ever since I was a small child. And my story unfolded like this. I went to school at Fayetteville State University in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I graduated as a computer science major. I went into the IT industry, I moved to the Washington, D.C. area in like 1994, landed my first job right out of college. I ended up being blessed or being graced to work for some phenomenal companies. One of those companies was called AOL, and you guys know way back in the day, you've got mail. That AOL, and I just want to put that in perspective. At that time, in the mid '90s, AOL was like Google today. It was like Apple today. It was a big deal because they were the pioneers of internet technology and email and all of these things. So I was graced to land a job there. You hear me use the word grace because sometimes you get to a place and you don't know how I ended up here. You don't know how I ended up here. So I was with AOL. Great things. It was a dream employer. Meaning everything that you could possibly ask for in terms of amenities, campus. It was a when I would
you
go
were big
to
time.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
when I would go to work, it was almost like working for Disney, literally, because it was an adventure all day. Now, notice I said that it was a dream employer, but it was a conflict within me because it was not my dream job. So it was a dream employer. It was amazing that I was there, but on the inside, I was having conflict that you were built for more. I'm calling you for more. So that entrepreneurial spirit that I had when I was a little girl kept evolving, and even though I tried to push it down, I tried to silence its voice. It kept screaming louder than all of the luxury and all of the niceties that I was surrounded with. All right? I went 7 years at America Online. If you know anything about that time or era, the tech area, companies were making just hand over fist, just crazy amounts of money. I had the opportunity to have stock there. I had the opportunity to have stock there, and because the company split so many times, my stock began to blossom and blossom and blossom and blossom. Now, let me tell you something. I did not know at that time, at, you know, at a young 27 years old, 28, I did not know about stock options, investing, financial planning, what to do, market timing.
Right.
So what's happening, this empire is building under me. And this empire is building under me, and I am not even for sure. I was not even for sure what was in my hand.
What was happening.
And that's a message for someone. Exactly.
You didn't know that word, sale. Sale,
and timing, and now. So what I want to deliver to the audience today is ignorance is expensive. Okay?
Yes.
Ignorance is expensive.
Yes.
Ignorance is expensive.
Yes.
And again, it has nothing to do with our ability, our intelligence, of our genius, our brilliance. But certain information, if you do not know, you know how they say knowledge is power, but I want to let you know that not only that, applied knowledge is power.
Applied.
So that was a
big out.
I went 7 years at AOL. I went 7 years at AOL. And after so many years, and I've survived so many layoffs, it was my time.
Mm-hmm.
When I sat in front of an HR professional, it was a sister, and she looked at me because she knew how long I'd been there. She knew pretty much, and she didn't know all of the details of my financial portfolio, but she kind of had a smile like, oh, Raj Brown at the time, I know that you are okay. So it's okay giving you this severance package because I know you're going to walk away fine. And then she asked me one question, and it changed my life. Did you sell? Did you sell? Now, for the audience, what she was talking about, did you sell your stock options, you know, to make sure that you were okay? And at
cash
that
out.
Moment, guys.
Make it plain.
Did you cash out, right? Did you cash out? And guys, at that moment, my world stopped because I knew I did not cash out. So what was I left with? I was left with a Mickey Mouse severance package, 7 years. I walked out, and I knew that I had two choices. I knew that I have a choice. I knew because the amount of the market value of all of that that I potentially or lost over time was well over seven figures. Okay, so there big life lessons again, guys. What I want to let you know: ignorance is expensive. Ignorance is expensive. From there, I knew I had a dream in my heart. Okay, this run with America Online or AOL is over. I have to move on. I chose not to plummet into a depression. Now, come on, somebody. You know, if you go home and you realize that, I'm talking about almost 20 years ago, if you realize that, I could have been a millionaire instantly, and I let that go through my hands, you know that
right.
could easily shut some things down. But I'm so glad that my
you,
face
you would
was
be
in
on
something.
The blame game. Right. You could be on the blame game. Because I'd be like, now, why y'all didn't tell me? You knew, you know.
I could have chosen so many. I could have blamed. I could have been bitter. I could have been so many things. I could have went into a suicidal depression. Some people, and to be totally transparent, some people may have taken their own life, right? But I'm so glad that I was built and my faith was centered on something that was bigger and larger and more stable than what my situation was. Because with that shock, I had to make a very quick decision. And it was almost like God was saying, you can die here or you can keep going. That is replaceable, but you are not. So I made a decision to keep going. From there, I had a dream in my heart. Okay, that was a big downfall. I had a dream in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I wanted to go on the path of entrepreneurship. From there, I'm thinking, okay, I have this. I can regroup. My life began to spiral, begin to spiral down so fast and so quickly until I literally did not, I didn't know, you know, what to do. I ended up, I lost all of my possessions. I ended up moving so many times. You got to remember, everything, all of my assets pretty much was just completely wiped out. Right. I built. I was married. We built a beautiful home. By the time that beautiful home was finished, I was unemployed. Right. Mm-hmm. So I was unemployed. As well as my husband. Difficult challenges. Moving, navigating, going through. Going through so much. So the question I began to ask, am I doing all of this in vain? Is this just really too much? I'm talking
is
about,
it worth
I want to be, I,
right.
is it worth it? I want to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I want to own my own time. I want to impact lives. I want to, have all of the things that will allow not only freedom to others, but freedom to myself as well. And I'm talking 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 years.
Mm-mm.
Did I get weary?
Mm-mm.
Absolutely. Did I get did I get depressed at times? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're wondering what in the world is going on.
What's
Let me
happening?
Bring this quick story.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. What's happening? Let me bring this story into quick perspective. You remember the biblical story of Joseph, and I am a woman of faith, so I'm just going to bring that in, how he had a dream in the beginning, and all he saw was pretty much the glory of that dream or the manifestation of that dream, but he did not know the
Didn't
process
see the ditches.
That was required for him.
Right.
What I want to let the audience know today is that when you have a dream, and it's a dream from God, when you have a dream, a big dream from God, he will let you. He already knows the end from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
What he does not disclose are the details. Why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
It's because the process, the details, you have to walk out by faith. Now, I'm not saying that God caused all of these things to happen for me.
Right.
There were many factors that played into that. Many factors that played into that. But like I put on my post, God would leverage everything to work for the good if we allow it to. And so I
say it works in our favor. Right. Like I said, everything is in divine order, and it's always working for our good, no matter what we experience.
Yes.
And it's not, you're proving that it is not, you know, what happens, it's how we respond. I get that now. Have you heard that expression all your life?
Absolutely.
You know, I didn't know what it meant, but go ahead. You said you went 10 years.
Absolutely. And I love that what you said. It's really how you respond, because what happens is, with dreamers, circumstances are going to arise to try to defy everything that you're dreaming about, right? Because what happens, the negative circumstance are trying to convince you, it's trying to persuade you to buy into a story that I know what you have in your heart. I know what you say that you say you're going to do, but it will never happen for you. And God let me know that I have given you enough courage. I have given you enough tenacity. You are relentless. You are fearless. And I need for you to stay in agreement with what I'm saying about your life over the circumstances that want to overwhelm you and try to give you another story.
Right. And we can't allow that to happen. Woo-wee, I'm telling you. Did I not tell y'all this show was going to be powerful? As always, this is Wealthy Sisters Radio. I am Deborah Hartnett, your host, and our very special guest is Sister Roz G. I'm calling her sister because, you know, she's my sister from another mister already. We already know that. And we're talking about today, is the dream still worth it? The journey of entrepreneurship. So we're going to take a quick quick break. Come right back, and I want you to share with us. You know, you've shared all, you know, what's happening. Oh my gosh, how you bounce back from losing 7+ figures in money. Oh wow, you know, that would take the greatest of the greatest out. But how can we determine whether, you know, all these things that we might be going through, and is there something called self-sabotage and our belief? What are we saying? So we want to get into that here after we come right back from the break, and maybe we'll get a chance to, you know, answer any questions that some of our lines are packed out, if you don't mind doing that as well, Ms. Roz, today for us. So we
absolutely
are tuned in. Awesome, awesome. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters with Deborah Harnett.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth-stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
We are live back here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for tuning in and joining us. We appreciate you so much. I want to remind you that you can catch this show if you just tuned in with us. You can catch this show and all of our other dynamic shows. Subscribe to us there on iTunes. We are there, yes, on iTunes. And you can always lock in at Wealthy Sisters, SISTAS Radio. And I want to encourage you to follow us, right? Follow us so that you can keep up with us. So find us there, any of your social platforms, Wealthy Sisters. We are there for you. Today, we're talking about is the dream still worth it? The journey of entrepreneurship. Our very special guest today is Roz G. And I just got to continue reading what caught my attention, why I said, oh, my gosh, we have got to get her on the show. And as she was sharing, you know, speaking her truth, you know, I think I stopped when I said she had that epiphany. And then she said, I realized that the story I was choosing to live out, was optional. No one forced me to audition, neither did I have to accept a starring role. Come on now. Inundated with newfound empowerment, I awakened to a new reality that the script of my life could be completely, come on. She didn't say just partly or just a little bit or a tiny bit. She said completely rewritten. Sister Roz, come on, talk to us, Roz, about completely rewriting and stop allowing what happened in the past. We all been wounded. We all yes. been, you know, and you talked about that process, you know, and I love my young sisters. I do. I love them, and I want to embrace, and we call them the millennials. But that's one of the things that I say that, I have this conversation constantly with people from all backgrounds, all nationalities, and all industries about understanding the difference that process, that you can't Google experience, you can't Ooh, cheat the process, God. And just because you've got that, you know, you still got to go through that process. So tell us about that process in the rewriting of that. And how someone can identify to stop self-sabotaging.
That is so good. That is so good. Yes, you know, the process, the process that we go through, because it doesn't matter what the hand that you're dealt with. It's really mm-hmm. learning how to play that hand, right? And and I got, you know, Deborah, it was a point where I came to my life where I knew I had to own everything, right? Because it was something that you said earlier. You said it's so, I could have so easily given up. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. 10 months you're having all of these things. But when we talk about over 10 years, and you're talking about a dream, but you're living a nightmare. That was the oxymoron of the whole thing. So I knew that through this process, I can either get bitter, or I can get or I can get better. I can learn to look within and pull everything that's on the inside of me out to keep going, to fuel me toward my future, or I could just sit down and die and say, this is it. I'm going back to the familiar. I'm going back to what is easy, what is comfortable, and just forget, just forget all of this. Now, when we talk about doing the process, as you're going through your process, you will be tempted all of the time to give up, right? Because those circumstances seem like they're not aligning. And then what happens? We stop. We start going into negative thinking, negative speaking, doubt.
Right.
Is this really for me? Am I qualified? We go into comparison. Maybe I'm
it must
good
be
as the
devil.
Other person.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. Maybe I'm not as good as the other person and what I like to tell people, when you see anyone with any amount of success in their lives, it came with a price. And sometimes we'll just look, like you were saying, maybe some of our younger sisters, they're just looking out on the eye of, just through the lens of success. But every success story, every one of them, if you tell them to, if you tell them, share your story with me, they've gone through something to get to where they are. Because I like to let people know that success is not the end all.
Right.
It's not the reward.
Journey.
It's what you become in that process.
Yes.
That's why, and I love what you said. I love what you said, Deborah, when you said we can't avoid it. We can't get around it.
Right.
There's no shortcut.
No.
Because
Lord, no,
it's the person.
If we could.
That's right. Right, because we're creatures of habit, and we like to take the path of least resistance. But our process is where where God begins to chisel us, shape us, mold us, getting rid of attitudes, thinking, helping us to see like He sees us, to say what He says about us, to develop faith and tenacity and growth and capacity. See, you can't get that without process. You can't get that without process. Too many people are looking to show up to success unprocessed.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of a cake that is half-baked. A cake that has not gone through the entire process. And what
we want to do
is say, eat from my life. Eat, taste of it. And then that thing is not even done, right? Because you can have money, but if your attitude is jacked up, talk about empty.
Come on.
Right? You can have stuff. You can have wealth. You can have all of these things. But if you don't have compassion for your sister, do you see what I'm saying? I'm talking about the intangible things that process will give you that just the out stuff, the byproduct stuff. Success is a byproduct of really who you are and who you will become on the inside. And that is priceless. Nobody can put a price on that.
Nobody. You know what? You know, it's, oh gosh, you just said so much, so much. And today I was having a conversation, not today, but I'm saying, you know, in this time period, I was having a conversation with a gentleman, and he's the owner of a company. We talk about reviews, you know, how people mm-hmm. give reviews. And, you know, today that's what people, everybody's giving a review. Anything, you know, oh, it's just anything, you know, it's so quick. And we're so judgmental, so quick to do that. You can really tell when someone has not been through anything. You can tell when somebody has not experienced, because you talked about that compassion, right? And I mean, just putting it all out there, my gosh, I've had all types of failures in business, projects that failed that still owe money on that. You know what I'm saying?
That
working towards that. You know what I'm saying? Like people that ugly part,
ooh,
you know, of business that people have no idea about. They think, oh, everybody's got perfect credit. No, if you're an entrepreneur, I don't know many entrepreneurs that made it through without their credit being jacked up. You might have good credit now.
Absolutely.
But I don't know how you do that. Look, as they say, where they do that at, right? I don't know
where
how
they do that at.
That right?
Yeah.
How that happens. But you said something, getting rid of stinking thinking. Now, that is, we know, we say all the time, Roz, that the mindset is 99%. Mm-hmm. Business is 99%, 99.9% of the mindset, how we think. We
mm-hmm.
got to rethink. We got to reprogram ourselves. So
mm-hmm.
what if somebody has that stinking thinking that you said? How do they identify? Because, you know, we can have something and we don't even know it. We can have a disease and don't know it. So how do we know that we have stinking thinking? Can you give us some of those identifiers so that we can then go ahead and correct that?
Wow, that is good. That is good. The number one thing that you have to contend with, really,
mm-hmm.
Even I believe over fear, is
mm-hmm.
a new mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Here is why.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you know, I tell people the most important conversation you ever have in life is the one that you have with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do not realize, you know, subconsciously, the thoughts that are going in their minds every day and the stories
mm-hmm.
that are being told to themselves. If you are not a steward over your mind, meaning
mm-hmm.
times where you're just sitting there and a thought will come in, you're not going to make it. You feel horrible today.
Mm-hmm.
You're depressed today.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, or bring up something 20 years from your past. You remember when you fell
mm-hmm.
there. And what
mm-hmm.
happens is we come into agreement with it. We come
mm-hmm.
into agreement
mm-hmm.
with the wrong thought. So
mm-hmm.
we come into
mm-hmm.
agreement with the wrong thought, and because those thoughts are in our minds and we do not manage them, we're not intimate with them by saying, no, where did that come from? Oh, no,
mm-hmm.
oh, no. No, I am
mm-hmm.
this. I will be successful. I will be, you know, you have to see.
That's right.
One of my favorite scriptures is death and life is in the power of the, you know, in the power of your
the
own
tongue.
What, you know,
right.
why is that? The reason why is because we are speaking spirit. We have
right.
the authority to speak things into existence. And so when we say,
mm-hmm.
when we say, like, you have to clean up your thinking, it starts with your thoughts. And usually if you do not manage or steward your thoughts, it begins to come out of your mouth. Girl, I'm not going to ever make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
this is not good for me. This person is it. You see her on Facebook. They got it going
mm-hmm.
on. No, you don't know
mm-mm.
their story.
Don't believe
you
that.
You don't know the
right.
story behind success. There is no.
And don't believe that
success.
Is going on.
Exactly.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Because we can make everything look glamorous on Facebook. It's called great design, graphic designers. You know, that's
I love
that's the illusion.
I love that.
You know, right?
And that's why when I'm speaking to audiences,
uh-huh.
I am very transparent with my story. Right? I'm transparent
mm-hmm.
with my story. Now, at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you can't get online every day and just talk about everything that's going on in your life. See, there's a fine balance. There's a fine balance, right? Or you'll be known as a drama queen. Okay, every time I talk, she's talking about her car breaking down. She's talking, you know. But here's the point. People who are truly there you go. Pray for me. If some of us entrepreneurs would say pray for me, you'll be getting a pray for me like every other week, right?
Because every second.
Come on, Deborah. Every second. Most things that's making and shaping us are being built and being, you know, are being built and being fortified. In so many ways that we just simply, you know, that we simply, you know, can't share. But I really want the audience to know, look, you're never going to go beyond what you're thinking. However you think about yourself, I have more. If you go back and look at the post and look at some of my bio, I have more than enough evidence to convict me that I'm a failure. Hear what I just said. I have more than enough evidence to convict me that my dreams are not coming true, because it seems like so many things that have happened. But look, I do not agree with any of the circumstances that I've gone through. I went through them. God leveraged them to help me, but I'm not in agreement with that's who I am.
Right.
You're not. The reality is that has happened in my past, but I'm a businesswoman. I'm going to leverage it. I'm going to use it to propel me into my future. So you have to get rid of that thinking. You have to identify it. If you get up and your thoughts are going a certain way, because the thoughts control our feelings. That's why when you wake up in the morning, if your thoughts telling you all these kind of things, you're going to start to feel that way. You're going to start to feel that way.
No, you're right. You're right. And we've been talking about those feelings here, the emotion, especially we got men that listen in. Would you realize it's almost 50% balance on the ratio from men to women that listen to Wealthy Sisters Radio? We know because we talk about real business.
Right.
This is not a male bashing show, but I'm speaking to on our part as far as the women. We deal with the emotion, and men deal with the ego, you know, in the business. So those feelings, you know, we had Dr. Tracy Lynn on talking about that emotion, how we have to be in control of that. I'm teaching my daughter that now. Like, you might be of age where they say your hormones are raging and you might be out of way. Oh, no, we won't. You're going to learn how to control that right now. Because in business, you can't be mad and going off. So you definitely not going to disrespect me. So we haven't had a problem. People say, oh, she's at that age. No, we haven't had, and we're not going to have a problem.
Love it.
We love to control those emotions, right? I know everybody, the lines are packed out. I do want to give them an opportunity. If they got a question or just want to share, you know, please go ahead, dial in now, 929-477-1798. If you just want to say, give a shout out to and just identify so much with Roz, what she's saying, press 1. For those of you who are doing that, if you want to say something, you got a question, you want to just give my sister a pat on her back today and say thank you to her for sharing her truth and helping us. Again, 929-477-1798. Press 1 if you're already in queue so that we know that you'd like to have something to say. So, Roz, as well, you know, we've talked about the self-sabotaging. We talked about the process, you know, being able to control those thoughts and being in control of those emotions. And ignorance, you said, is expensive. You know, it's not bliss.
Yes.
It's not bliss at all. So there are also, we got the age that's tuned in, you know, 45 to 65 and older, of course. But that age bracket right there who've been out here for, like, you know, for years, like you said. Mm-hmm. And they say so many years have gone by. What do you say to them when they feel like, is it too late for me? Is it too late? Should I just go and lay down? It's too late. When's it going to happen?
Wow.
Take all that, right?
Right. You know, that, I mean, that is a very, very good question. That's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I just want to encourage someone, when you know that you have a dream in your heart,
mm-hmm.
and it is a dream from God, it is a dream from God. This is not nothing you just pull out of the sky, I want to do. When you know that it's in your heart and you know that this thing is so embedded on the inside, it's almost like it's a part of my DNA. It's something that not only it will not go away, it is a part of my purpose. It's why I'm here. It's why I've been put on the earth, right? I'm not talking about something that's shallow, hit or miss. I'm talking about a dream that is substantial. When you know that you have that, it does not matter how long. You can look go down and look at some of the most successful people, and you will find out people like Colonel Sanders, Mary Kay, many people that are out there that started.
Yes.
Sanders, look at their stories, and so many others out there that started late in their life. Now, I'm not trying. I don't want someone to get discouraged and be like, "Do I have to? You know, wait that long?" I don't know the timing. Here's the principle of what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that will be your time. What I'm trying to say, the principle of what distinguished and made them so different is because they did not die. They did not quit.
Right.
They held on through every circumstance, through everything, and said that this dream is coming to pass. Because one thing I can truly say, if you have a dream and you know that dream is from God, nobody can stop it but you.
That's right.
Can't stop it.
Nobody
can't
but
stop
you.
It. Nobody. Mm. And again, if I can keep referring to the biblical story of Joseph, for those who know it, nothing can stop you but you. Your mindset, what you tell yourself, your stories, you'll look at your circumstances. What I stopped doing was looking at my circumstances and start looking at how big the vision was, how the my why became so much bigger. Now my circumstances began to be like, okay, you guys aren't the giants anymore that's trying to shut me down.
Right.
Because I know, baby, where I'm headed. I know where I'm going.
Right.
I don't care what one says. I don't care if I get likes or no likes on Facebook. I know what's been put on the inside of me, and that is going to be my pursuit because it's so much greater than who I am. So that's how you
–
that's what I just want to encourage somebody. Stop letting your circumstances scream louder than the truth of your dream.
Then your
Stop
truth.
Letting circumstances scream louder in your ear truth of your dream, because the whisper of your dream, that's going to speak volumes, and not only in your life, but in so many lives to come. So don't give up.
Girl, I'm trying to write all this down. The whisper of your, you said something, you said the whisper of your dreams is going to speak volumes. And stop letting the circumstances speak louder than your dreams, your truth. Stop letting them speak louder. You know, when you talked about Colonel Sanders, I went to that museum. I took my daughter. We were on a road trip, and she was with me. I had to go do an event, and we stopped in Kentucky to that. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, I was so encouraged. That's why we do this show. And that's why we encourage people to read, you know, reading people are ruling people to read. You got to read. I forgot they said how many hours, I think 7 hours on average. We watch, my family watch TV every day. 7 hours of TV. How do you work 8 hours and watch 7 hours of TV?
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
But
right.
But and most of it is nothing. It's nothing that's helping. It's nothing encouraging or uplifting or good report or sound, you know, anything.
That's
but,
right.
Yeah,
that's
he
right.
Had, he did everything. He was insurance. I mean, he was in marketing. He did everything, and you could see all of that and to see that. And I love when you talked about I tell you what I've been learning because I've been driven so much. You know, I tease and talk about my first business at 4 years old, but I've been an entrepreneur since high school, really, and driven, always moving. But you know what? That process. I'm learning now how to be more in the moment, God, because I miss so much not being in the moment and just enjoying the process, enjoying, even though I am not where I know I'm going to be. I am not at well, my full part of my dream. I'm not there. I'm not.
Right,
not
right.
yet.
Right. That's
but
right.
I still
That's right.
got to be able to enjoy what I do have and to be grateful for what I have and to celebrate every single moment. Talk about that celebrating. We got about, you know, 3 minutes left, but talk about the importance of still enjoying where we are right now, in the now, being in the now, like Eckhart Tolle says, be in the now, the power of the right now, right now.
Yes, yes, I love that. I love that. You know, our being in the, that's one thing when you're going through your process or going through the wilderness experiences, the number one thing that comes is to strip you from your joy, right? You're so embattled with what is going on in my life. You're it's almost like a distraction that's there where you forfeit everything that's around you, right? Some people, they don't enjoy their family. They don't enjoy events. They're so consumed and overwhelmed by the circumstances. Now, how do you get out of this, Roz? How do you get out of this? You have to change your mindset. You have to shift your mind, and you have to negotiate and keep renegotiating your circumstances to say, you know what? You're trying to dominate me, but I'm going to dominate you. You have to look at things and stand on top of them and say, you will not snuff out my life, right? And I'm talking about those that are going on the path of their dream, right? Learn how to renegotiate what is going on in your life. No, is everything in my life perfect? Absolutely not, is what you have to tell yourself. Mm-hmm. But I still choose to have joy because I still choose to enjoy this moment, to enjoy my family, to enjoy these experiences. Otherwise, it will completely shut you down, and this is what you do not want to happen as you are going towards your dream. You do not want a root of bitterness to form in your life because it will begin to not only poison you but poison everything around you. When they say attitude is everything, attitude really is everything. Not what you're going through, but your attitude in it. And that
in
takes growth. That takes capacity. That takes maturity. Maturity has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with capacity, how you respond when everything around you is saying something negative, but you have the audacity to stand in the midst of it and have faith and say, I'm going to move on and I'm going to enjoy my life as I'm fulfilling my dream.
Woo! That's it. Boom, as they say. This has been the powerful show. Oh, my gosh. Here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, our special guest, Roz G., is the dream still worth it? The journey of entrepreneurship. We got the answer, yes, and excuse the language, hell yes. It is well worth it, well worth it. So please, Roz, 20 seconds, please give everybody your contact information. And before we do that, may we have you back? Will you come back on our show at another time? Can we ask you that right now to come back another time?
I want to say emphatically yes. Emphatically
yes. Indeed.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes,
indeed. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And so, 20 seconds, please give everybody your contact information so that they can connect with you and reach out to you for this, your services as well.
Absolutely. On all of my social media, all of my social media handles, you can find me at Roze, R-O-Z-A-G-E-E. You can find me there. Also, you can go to RozGee.com to connect with me online. For any speaking engagements, we're doing amazing things. I mean, we're really, really, really taking our message out and across the nation to share with people that they really are the evidence. They really are. Everything that they've gone through is they are the proof, the irrefutable proof of their own story. And so if you want to send me a personal email, I'm approachable. I'm open. I'm not standoffish. At all. You can email me at my personal email. It's itsrozgee@gmail.com. And Deborah, it has been an amazing. Oh, let me give one more email address. I do help people in media. I let people know that you're the evidence in that area as well. So you can go to ratedg.com. to find out everything that we're doing there. That's rated, RatedGee.com. Back to you, Deborah.
Oh, wow. Thank you so, so, so very much for joining us here on Wealthy Sisters Radio today. That was Roze Gee. As we said, you know, definitely you want to get her contact information. You can go to RozGee.com to find out more about what she's doing, and that rated at G.com as well. Wow, what a powerful show. Again, catch us here next week. We'll be here at 11 a.m. live Eastern. Also, you know, you can follow us under Wealthy Sisters at all the social media platforms. And don't forget, this show is available along with all of our other shows on iTunes. That's right, on demand right here at iTunes. Just find us, subscribe to us there, Wealthy Sisters. Well, with all that said, we want to thank you so much for tuning in. And please, please continue to send us messages. We want to be able to be that voice for you here, to be that support. Any questions you want to send us, family at Wealthy Sisters, SISTAS radio.com. So with all that said, again, we continuously wish you and yours the best of everything great. We'll see you next week. Bye now.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our host, staff, or partners of Wealthy Sisters Radio.